Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Our TV critic Mark Hadley is back. This time there's actually no TV, but this multi-talented man has a new children's book. Following on from Home, Mark's new book, Friends, continues to explore a healthy sense of belonging. It's a great concept, actually, and very important for children, probably parents too, to grasp as we all continue to grow up. Mark Hadley, welcome back.
Hey, how you going?
Great to see you. So for those who didn't hear you talk about your first book, Home, remind us of what that was about and what's the connection with Friends, the new one.
Oh, I will, but let me first say, hey, if I could actually just produce all this stuff all by myself, I really would be a genius.
Yes.
But the truth is, this was done in conjunction with a brilliant fellow called Nathan Lee, who's an illustrator.
Yes.
And we work very close on this stuff. The characters are ones that he came up with, and I work with the storylines and the word itself. Well, anyway, Friends is like part two for Panda, if you like. In the first book, we investigated the idea of what it meant to belong somewhere. And if you're looking for somewhere to belong, how would you know when you found it? You know, that sort of thing. And for kids, that's kind of really important when they're building a community around themselves or when they're thinking, look, you know, where is it that I actually feel like I belong? With Friends, we sharpen the focus a little because, I don't know about you, talking to all parents out there, when you deliver your child to kindergarten and you're sitting there going, don't you walk away from the gate and you say to yourself, gosh, I hope they make friends.
I know.
You know, don't I hope that they actually find someone. And then, you know, they come home and you hear the good news that they've met up with some little boy called Anthony or something like that, you know, just someone who's, you know, that they're spending time with, and that's brilliant. And the second fear for a parent is when they recognize some of those friends and they go, maybe sometimes early in life, maybe sometimes later, and they go, gee, you know, I don't actually think that's a great friend.
Know. It's excruciating, isn't it?
And what do you do? Because you can't say, no, do not have that person as a friend. So, you know, that's really where the book comes out of.
So take us through the storyline of this book.
Well, we've got a skateboarding panda. So
yes.
Panda, who was
as
in the last book, is back again. And Panda has some good friends, the same sort of friends that he had at the end of the first book. But now he's introduced to a new crowd of friends, some kids who go, kids if you like, animals who can do things just like he can do and even better. So they're skateboarders too. They can do cool tricks. He appreciates cool tricks. And it's just that shared basis of similar activity that often you see sort of kids latch on to together. You know, he wears the same stuff I wear, or he does the same stuff. He likes the same things. He likes Lego. I like Lego. And so there's that sort of common bonding. But initially, it all seems sweet. Until he starts to realize that they're actually not that terribly concerned about him.
Yeah.
Or more that they want him to change, or the, you know, when he needs a friend around, they're not actually there for him. And so in the process, there's this sort of separating, which I think parents will recognize, that sort of like, ouchness that comes when a person realizes that just because somebody calls themselves a friend and talks like a friend doesn't actually mean they are a friend. And so in the book, Panda realizes that after a while, it's the people around. In fact, there's a particular character right on the edge of the story that's moved slowly closer, who's actually a friend. You know, even he didn't think he was a friend, but he displayed friendship.
And why is that?
Well, basically because he makes Panda an end in himself, not a means to an end. I mean, often, look, we all make friends. Because, let's be honest for a second, you know, a lot of friendships begin because people are good for us, because they deliver things.
Sure.
The real nature of friendship is a friend that turns around and is actually there for you when you're no longer useful.
So as someone who's thought through this, especially as it relates to kids, what do you think is the most important thing for children to realize in friendships?
I think that the most important thing about friendship is that kids realize that the person that they are with is not simply there in all sorts of times, but is aware of how they are feeling and how they relate to something. That their focus in life is not so much on themselves that they fail to realize that there's something else out there.
Especially in this day and age.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You see, this day and age, we're actually dealing with a society that's shaped by individualism. And look, I'll be honest, I came to this book really, Nathan and I sat down for a lunch. We were planning the next book. We think to ourselves, lots of ideas came out, lots of different storylines we were working with. But I'd just come fresh off a day when my second son comes home and he says to me, I'm feeling sad today, Dad. And I said, well, why are you feeling sad? And, you know, just tell me about it. I love any opportunity for my kids to talk to me. You know, sometimes it's hard to pry things out of them. And, you know, he said to me, oh, today my best friends called me fat. And for a story, oh, like, yeah, you sit there and you just go, best friends in the one sentence calling me fat in the other. They nickname him Fatso. In fact, it even works its way into the book. You know, and so you've got that moment where you go, hang on, mate, these people that you're calling friends might be there, but they're not really aware of what it is that they are saying or the effect that they're having. And awareness is the best thing that we can build into our kids. You know, somebody who's actually aware not only of what they need, but what their friends might need. I mean, look, I'm a Christian, and so is Nathan, and we sit there and we realize that when we're modeling friendship to our kids and we're showing it just in the way that we're concerned about our own friends, we show that we are not only there for our friends in all sorts of times, but we're aware of what they need. And that's what God gives us, not simply omnipresent God, but aware of everything that we need.
Good for you, pal.
Well, I hope it works out. Anyway.
Yeah, we'll put the details up of Friends on our Open House Community Facebook page by Mark Hadley and Nathan Lee. Mark, we'll see you next time. Thank you so much.
Take care, mate.
Good on you.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.